Toast!
Do-dee-da-da, ba-do-dee-da, ba-do-ba-dee-ba-da-ba-da.
Jabba-dooba-dooba, shoo-ba-ba.
Hello and welcome to Toast, episode one, the official Toast podcast. Janna, how are you feeling?
I have butterflies in my stomach.
Yeah, I feel like you need to breathe heavily.
I'm
like,
sweaty. I'm so excited to be here. It's been a long journey.
It has. We decided to make this podcast probably 2 years ago, I reckon.
Yes.
And since then, it has been quite a long journey.
2 years later, we finally are here.
We finally managed.
You can tell we are quick to make decisions at times.
That's right. We come together and things get done very slowly.
But done tastefully. Yeah. Or toastfully in this case.
You're starting well.
I'm bringing the lame jokes in from the get-go, Ewan.
Hey, RG, we need to say a big thanks to the Toast community. Wowee. Already so much support has been shown.
I know.
Little legends.
Well, and big legends.
And big, all shapes and sizes,
and
your legends.
Ages.
And ages,
yes,
as well.
Yeah, yeah. But it has been wonderful. We launched our socials, TikTok, Instagram, etc.
Toast the Pod, you can follow us.
Yes, you can. I'm just making sure you got that right. You did. Well done. Toast the Pod on socials.
Yeah, and we actually have, it's been awesome because we put it out there only a few days ago. If you want to get involved in the show, you can send us messages about some of the content that we're going to be talking about and whatnot. Yep. So throughout the pod, we're stoked to be having you be a part of it as well.
Yeah, we're
sharing your stories and your ideas.
Yeah, your commentary. But basically, Toast is all about, now you've got the perfect line in front of you.
Yeah, that's right. The two-part podcast talking about the things we're munching down on personally and cheersing to right around the world. The Toast of the Week. We've both brought it today. We're hoping maybe we can get, like, in the future, like, the community, the Toast community to...
To vote?
Yeah, to vote on, like, the Toast of the Week or something. But for now, we're talking about... T-Swizzle.
Yeah.
Tay-Tay? Tay-Tay.
The Swifties princess.
Yeah, if you're a Swiftie, you're going to love, particularly the second half of this episode. Janna, something big happened to me in my own life.
Yep.
I don't want to concern you too much, but I nearly died.
What do you mean you nearly died?
There was something that nearly happened.
Was it under my watch?
We'll dive into it in a moment's time, but let's start with the stuff we're munching down on.
Yum, 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 yum.
All right, so you might have seen it on the socials, on Instagram particularly, Toast the Pod. You can check it out. We went, you and IG, to see The Little Mermaid, the new one.
Yes, we did.
You're a massive fan. Thank you so much for inviting me to go see it, because originally it was you and your mum, Antoinella, going.
Yeah, and then my friend Shauna wanted to come, and then you felt left out, and so I extended an invitation to you.
Did I feel left out?
Well, no.
Did I look left out? Tell me.
I wanted to talk about it on the podcast, the first episode, and I realised there's no point in us talking about it if you haven't seen the film. I mean, we could, but it's not the same, and I think the movie means so much to me because I grew up watching it since the day I was born, literally. I would be in the bath, and she would sing Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid.
Right.
Part of your world. As you can tell, I wish I was Ariel.
So this makes sense why you and your mum... wanted to go together. It was originally going to be a mother-daughter thing.
Correct.
Of course, you kind of kept inviting people, which is lovely. Like, you know, comes from a great place.
Yes.
I'm sure she appreciated it as well.
She did. It was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We went on last Wednesday night.
What did you think of it out of 10?
Oh, I rate it 10 out of 10. I actually want to watch it again.
See,
I want to see it again to immerse myself because I was quite anxious seeing it the first time because there was such a lead up to the day. Mm. And for me, I had high expectations. I feel like it hit them, if not exceeded them.
Well, Janna, I did notice something in the film, and I'm not sure if you noticed what I noticed.
Tell me.
There was quite a difference between the original and the one we saw, not just because of the different type of cinematography than just like the cartoon animated one from 89.
Yeah.
But where was Flounder? Where did you think about this? Did you think, where might Flounder be? I wonder where might Flounder be.
Are you saying that there wasn't enough Flounder?
There was hardly any Flounder.
Okay. I still give the movie 10 out of 10, but I agree there was more of an emphasis on Sebastian than Flounder.
Yep.
But in Flounder's defense, he cannot survive on land, and there was more of an emphasis
on land.
The land in this particular movie. Unless they carried a fishbowl on the carriage.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Yeah. Tyson from the Toast community came out with something on the Instagram page. This is what he had to say as to why there was a lack of flounder. You ready?
Mm. Hey, guys. The 2023 flounder's gone too far. It makes me not like fish. Bring back the 1989 one. How cute was he? The moment you start feeling like spearfishing, watching a kid's TV show, you know that the graphics have got too good.
I would have to agree with Tyson. Thanks for sending in, mate. Fire Instagram.
Good. That's good.
The thing is about that, the way they did the photorealism, the type of like cinematography, that flounder looks so ugly. Like, I did not like how it looked, and it was creepy as heck.
Well, flounder in the original movie had a little bit more. He was curvy.
It's fun.
I loved him. I don't have it here. I wanted to bring it in because I can't find it. But I actually had a flounder at home with the dimple that it had and everything.
Like a toy flounder.
Not a real fish, obviously. The toy. Like, literally, the same size he would have been. And I loved his cutesiness because he had this innocence about him. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, I do agree, I felt like it was lacking. However, I thought that Sebastian was perfection.
Sebastian was perfect. Yeah. Sebastian, you would make a toy out of, like Disney would make a toy about Sebastian.
Yeah.
There would be no sales made with a toy of flounder.
No. Ewan, at the start of this episode, you almost gave me a heart attack telling me that you almost died.
I know.
What happened, friend?
I work over here in Melbourne on radio, and on Monday to Wednesday, I panel operate a duo on air, right? I just click some buttons, but it goes really late till like midnight.
That's a long day.
It's a very long day, and I'm without a car, as you know.
I'm aware of this.
We've had multiple problems in our friendship.
Yes. I've driven you many places.
You've driven me many, and I have appreciated.
You've also driven me crazy.
That's good. That was nearly very, very good from you. No. So I get Ubers when I leave work at like midnight to get home. And it's like a pretty cheap Uber. It only takes like 10 minutes. Mm. But because it's midnight, I've noticed something, or at least from Monday, Tuesday, last week, and even the week before that, it happened a couple of days. Mm. I jump in the Uber and the Uber driver's like really tired.
Well, it is midnight.
It is midnight. But like, I mean, they're driving. You start to get pretty nervous,
I mean, they're meant to get you home safely.
That's right.
And it's a concern if they're falling asleep at the wheel.
Have you taken many Ubers like before? Have you Ubered?
I've Ubered. Of course I've Ubered.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't Uber regularly and I don't Uber regularly at night either.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say something that I do when I'm in the Uber is I'm always looking at their rearview mirror to look at their eyes.
I think that's nice.
No, but I'm doing it because I'm so worried.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm doing it because I've gotten into this thing where I think most of them, like most Uber drivers are like falling asleep. So over the last fortnight, and then particularly on Wednesday night, finished up in the studio at 12 o'clock. And I was like, you know what? I'm getting so annoyed about this. I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask and I'm going to have a conversation with an Uber driver to talk about why is this actually happening? And this is what my Uber driver said.
The people who used to take taxis, they're trying to cut down the expenses because everything is expensive now. Like for Ava, it's about $20. It's not worth, but I mean, end of the day, I need to earn some money, you know?
Yeah.
This is my permanent job, so I need to do the job.
So pretty much my Uber driver, Janna, mentioned and reminded me on the overtime hours that Uber drivers have to be, and taxi drivers have to be driving to pay bills because the cost of living is so high and because they're not getting enough service and not enough people going out to the city and doing this, that and the other. So they're actually struggling as well.
Because if people can't afford to get Ubers, they might go, well, I'll get public transport instead because they have less money to play with. And as a result, the drivers are also losing out as well. So they're having to stay awake to take you home from the studio just to be able to work. And it's hard, like especially if you're doing night shift.
I think it was like nice and interesting to get that perspective and be reminded that, you know, people aren't intending to put you out or people aren't intending to do these reckless things. Mm. Unfortunately, there's just really tough circumstances different people are experiencing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the one thing that you can do when you get into the car to avoid them being sleepy because they're working so hard is you start up that conversation like it's 9 o'clock in the morning after a great night's sleep, and they'll stay awake the whole way home.
That's good. That's good.
The toast of the week.
Junna, something happened in the news a week ago over in the States, and both of us came to the conclusion that it has to be the toast of the week.
Mm-hmm.
This lady is someone worth toasting.
Yes, yeah, she's 33, mm-hmm. blonde, successful.
Yes.
She's dabbled a little bit in acting, singer-songwriter.
What kind of films, just quickly, what kind of films did she...
I think she was in Valentine's Day, and
that's
when she was dating, I think, the guy Taylor Lautner, and everyone's like, they're both called Taylor because we're talking about Tay-Tay.
It's a weird moment when I'm the one who smashes the pop culture references.
Now, you know a lot about this.
I do know a bit.
Don't act like, oh, I don't know.
Fair enough. Anyway, she last week was over in Massachusetts and she was performing, but she wasn't just performing, you know, a couple songs here and there. It was bucketing down in Massachusetts when she was performing.
Yep. For 3 hours, she performed at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
Oh, gosh.
Massachusetts. Massachusetts.
You know,
how do I say it right the first time, and then the subsequent times I get it wrong?
You had a bit of a moment.
A brain fart. Yeah. Anyway, she was performing. It was a huge rainstorm. She was even playing on the keyboard at one point, and the keys weren't playing right because of all the rain. Yet she kept going. In fact, she actually said to the crowd, and I won't do the accent because I don't want to stuff it up, but she's like, I could be out here performing 1,000 more songs for you. So she clearly likes to perform in the rain.
I think she performs
sing in the rain as well.
It's not bad.
Thank you.
You actually mentioned the tech problems on stage. Now, Tyson, you heard from him a moment ago, messaged the Instagram page. Thanks again for doing this, mate. He sent through some of his thoughts on Taylor as the toast of the week and her performance in Massachusetts.
Hey guys, I reckon Taylor Swift and the audience are getting far too much of the credit here. I reckon what deserves more attention is the tech company that produced the microphone that she's singing. What microphone stands a 3.5 hour show in the rain?
It's a good point. And it's the same with the
That's true, because it didn't foul her. The mic stayed strong.
The mic stayed strong. If you're a tech person at that stage, you're thinking, oh, gosh, I hope this holds up. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. The one thing I actually thought about, though, is there is so many electrical cords. The one thing I always think about is never get, you know, a knife near a toaster. Also, don't have cords out in the rain unless they're covered up properly. So they must have waterproof technology because
on the Eras
otherwise
tour.
She would get electrocuted and then people may... you know, perish. And that wouldn't be very fun,
that
would
wouldn't
it?
Be. Imagine,
she wouldn't be an heiress after that.
After a 35th song, 2.5 hours in, the stage goes on fire. And
then that would also make headlines, wouldn't
it? The end of the era.
Ah, good.
That's
one.
Good.
Good one.
But the crowd with Swifties, I've noticed, are absolutely, they're incredible.
They're passionate.
That's the word. Swifties are passionate.
Yeah. Dedicated.
Now, they are dedicated. During the Eras tour in Massachusetts when it was raining, people on, I don't know if it was like eBay or something like that, but on a forum, people were trying to sell the rainwater. Did you see that?
There were little jugs like of people actually saying, this is the rain that fell during this stadium tour. There was also one I saw online too of someone, this is crazy, like selling them for hundreds of dollars, their eye contacts that they wore during the stadium concert. And what they wrote was, these contacts saw Taylor Swift perform. Isn't that crazy?
They tried to sell these for $10,000.
I thought it was a few hundred. You're saying 10,000.
10,000 bucks.
That's ridiculous.
And then you know what they said?
10K?
You know what they said at the end? Because all these, you know, a lot of other people were thinking, that's absurd. You know, just put that down. That's not promoting Taylor and our fans very well.
No.
Then the person who put it up said, I was just joking, you guys.
Oh, nah.
That's an absolute stretch.
Yeah.
And the very last comment before we finish up the toast of the week comes from Ash.
So when I saw the videos on Instagram of Taylor Swift performing in literal torrential rain, the only thing that I could think about is, how is she playing guitar with soggy hands? Like, you know when you go in the bath too long and you get wrinkles? How on earth did she play a 3-hour show in the rain like that?
That's funny.
Such a good point. How can you play the guitar with all those old people, you know.
Hang on, she's not old.
No, but when you get like soggy hands, they get all wrinkly.
Wrinkly hands. Ashy's right.
Yeah, that's.
This is when we get to that point where we go, hang on, she's performing that many shows.
Mm-hmm.
She's aging gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
Is she actually AI and not human? Because a robot, I reckon, can do that successfully. But maybe, maybe she's not who we think she is.
Either way, we are cheersing to Taylor Swift. And she's the toast of the week because absolutely extraordinary scenes over in Massachusetts. Well done, Taylor.
Toast!
Jenna, that concludes the very first episode of Toast.
Woo! Well done, team. We did it.
If the table was a little bit smaller, I would say high five in the middle.
Yeah, we're actually on a table that I reckon is almost 2 metres in length.
It's quite beautiful.
I mean, it's a round table.
It's a round table.
It's a high table. Fun fact, every time I get onto this chair that I'm sitting on because it's so high up, I struggle. I've almost fallen over many times.
I hope I have video footage of you trying to get, I could do like,
I can never do
a montage of you falling over and trying
to get on this. Clumsy little old me, hey?
But you get up in the end. It's a battle of perseverance in a really small, minute way.
I am very resilient as a person.
And that leads us to, of course, if you want to check out, you want to be a part of the Toast community on socials, Toast the Pod on TikTok, Instagram as well. We'd love to hear from you, of course.
Absolutely. And if you've got any more comments, queries, concerns, not really concerns, hopefully, not after episode one, but if you want to contribute to the conversation, you absolutely can on the socials. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. Otherwise, take care of yourself and Wednesday, a couple days, is when the next episode will be up.
That's right, because even though we're a weekly pod, it's week one. So we're very excited. We're so excited in the studio. We went, let's just do two episodes. So that's going to come out on Wednesday. It's a little extra bonus.
Yep. All right. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Bye.